When I wake, I do not know what day or time it is. Judith is there. She sees me stir and holds a glass to my lips. I drink. Before I can speak, sleep overwhelms me again. The second time I wake up, Miss Winter is at my bedside, book in hand. Her chair is plump with velvet cushions, as always. But with her tufts of pale hair around her naked face, she looks like a naughty child who has climbed onto the Queen's throne for a joke. Hearing me move, she lifts her head from her reading. "Dr. Clifton has been here. You had a very high temperature." I say nothing. "We didn't know it was your birthday," she goes on. "We couldn't find a card. We don't go in much for birthdays here. But we brought you some Daphne from the garden." In the vase were dark branches, bare of leaf, but with dainty purple flowers all along their length. They filled the air with a sweet, heady fragrance. "How did you know it was my birthday?"
"You told us while you were sleeping. When are you going to tell me your story, Margaret?"
"I'm not." She turned her hand in her lap and stared into her damaged palm.
"You are at liberty to say nothing, if that is what you want. But silence is not a natural environment for stories. They need words. Without them they grow pale, sicken, and die. And then they haunt you."
Her eyes swivel back to me.
"Believe me, Margaret, I know."